previously on Let's Talk Drama series. Lulu decided to start dating, but she's not sure who she should choose between Togozane Titi and Sam. The community begins to talk about the new subject, Comprehensive Sexuality Education, CSE. They're still not sure if it's a good or bad idea. The new teacher, Miss Pinky Mabuza, begins her new job at Riverblock High School.
She asked you that. Will you have sex?
You know my mom. She will ask anything. I was a bit embarrassed, but I downplayed it.
I'm always envious of your relationship with your mom.
But your mom is also cool-ish.
Cool. If I told her about me dating, pots and pans would be flying over my head. She would be like, Tendo, I will kill you before you kill me with BP. What do you want to do with boys?
Good thing is, your mom is my mom, and you can talk to her about anything.
Hey, so?
So what?
Will you have sex, I mean?
Tendo, of course not.
Why are you getting into a relationship?
Relationships are not about sex only. Anyway, we need to pass by the shop. I need a pin.
Another one? I thought you bought stationery over the weekend.
I forgot it. You're rushing me. Come on, let's hurry up or else we'll be late for school on the first day.
Now who's rushing who?
Tomorrow I will have fresh stock of bread. Come again.
Morning, Uncle Joe. Do you have a blue pen?
Well, good morning to you too, my queen.
Do you have blue pens?
For you, I have everything and anything. I, this holiday, has turned you into a very beautiful woman, Lulu.
She is, right?
Well, well, well. You too, Tendo. You girls are simply beautiful. Who is taking care of you? Especially you, Lulu. Ah, you are so beautiful, my angel.
My mother.
Simon, good morning.
Morning. Matchbox, please.
Yeah, okay. Bye, bye. Go, bye.
The blue pen?
Of course I have blue pens for you, my dear Lulu. Lulu, how many do you want?
Just one.
Tell you what, I will give you two. One as a discount. Then you will come to pay for it after school.
Why can't she pay for it right now?
Oh, because I don't have change for the 100 she's holding. Lulu, you are very beautiful, and I would like to take care of you. All of this can be yours, my love. You know I have a lot of money.
Ew! Let's go, Tendo.
What about your pen?
I will borrow at school. Let's go, Tendo.
Think about it, my dear Lulu. Lulu. Oh, my Lulu. They always come back. Uncle Joe is uncle for everyone.
Walking too fast. Will we get to school stinking of sweat?
That old man is so dirty. Can't he say he's old enough to be my father? Yuck!
But rich and sexy too.
What?
Listen, Lulu. Uncle Joe is not all that old. I've seen girls do worse. Plus, he owns half of this town and businesses, including the building that has your mom's salon.
So? That man is a pervert. No wonder he's been divorced 3 times.
He has everything, Lulu. He has the 3 C's, so nothing else matters.
3 C's? What's that?
You haven't heard of them?
No.
It's everything a woman wants. Cash, cars, and charisma. A total man.
What? Are you serious?
Serious as a heart attack, girl. With his love and 3 C's, you wouldn't need to go to school. You would sit in the house, get pampered, have a manicure, pedicure every week. Have a chauffeur drive you to the big city for shopping. You can even move to the big city and live there.
Hey, Tendo, get out of that fantasy. Are you even listening to yourself?
Of course. Do you know what you're running away from? Money, cars, wealth, social status. For what? Boys like TT and Sam, they will never afford to buy you airtime. Let's not even talk about a phone.
You mean you would give up schooling for that?
In a heartbeat.
What?
I wish he was hitting on me. It would also be my way of escaping my mom. Think about it, girl. Start by dating a man, not a boy. Have a taste of wealth.
Hello.
You've already tasted poverty.
I can't believe what you're saying.
You can, and you know I'm right. Sam and TT.
Hi.
Great. Speak of the poor devil and he comes running.
Hey, Sam.
Catch your breath before you fall down dead. Let's go, or else we'll be late.
Can I carry you back?
I have hands and energy, but okay, fine.
He meant me? Sure you can, Sam. Thanks.
Whatever. He's going to buy you a mini chocolate when you can have the full bar every day.
What?
Never mind her. You know how Tendo is.
Settle down, settle down. Good morning, students. This is Miss Pinky. She will be teaching you the new subject you were told about at the end of last year, Comprehensive Sexuality Education, CSE. Silence, silence. Miss Mabuza, welcome.
Good morning, everyone. I'm very happy and excited to be here with you all. Right, who knows what the subject entails?
I researched it over the holiday. We'll be learning about reproductive health, sexually transmitted diseases, our body development, contraceptives, condoms, and safer sex. Miss Joa.
Yes, that's very good. Anyone else?
So will you be giving us free condoms?
The subject is not about condoms or encouraging you to have sex. We actually encourage teenagers to abstain from having sex. That said, I will be teaching where to get sexual reproductive health services, which includes getting condoms from clinics or health centers. We will also talk about family life, relationships, culture, gender roles, and also human rights. It's a pleasure meeting you all. And if you have any questions or anything you'd like to discuss about the subject before our first class begins, feel free to come to my office anytime.
I saw her in church last week. That woman has a lot of drama. Do you know her husband fears her more than anything on this earth?
That one is just special.
You know, I wonder how the children are taking in the new subject.
I'm sure they're excited. You know our girls are always inquisitive.
Praise the Lord, ladies.
Welcome, Pastor.
Amen, amen. Can I bother you? I'm in a rush and I need a shave.
No problem, Pastor. Don is running late, but Dol will give you a good shave.
Anything for you, Pastor. Have a seat.
By the way, I didn't see your girls on Saturday during our weekend Bible study.
Oh, they're preparing for school. It's their final year. You know what these kids are like.
But the Holy Word is good all the time.
Yes, Father, all the time. I'm sure you will see them this weekend.
And with all this excitement going around about the new subject at school.
Yeah, honestly, I'm glad they'll learn about sexuality reproductive health from school than from TV and social media.
What? Forgive me, ladies. What did you say?
It takes the load off us, if you ask me. How do you even talk to your daughter about sex?
Forgive me, ladies. What are you talking about?
Haven't you heard, Pastor? The school will now be teaching comprehensive sexuality education. Isn't that a good idea, Pastor?
Actually, I will come for the shave later. This requires my attention. The headmaster has some explaining to do. Why am I the last to hear about this? This is my calling.
But Pastor, I'm not done.
I will come back later. The children need me.
Oh, I don't think he knew anything about this.
No, we just let the cat out of the bag. Do you think he'll stop it?
Why would he? The church needs all the support. They can work together to mold these kids.
Well, judging from the way he's running out of here, there'll be no molding being done. Rose, this is a good thing, right?
Yes, my friend. It's a good thing.
Won't it encourage them?
Better they know than be ignorant. Just look at the numbers of young girls at their school who got pregnant last year.
I'm not sure. I never said anything to Tendo about sex or boyfriends.
You need to, my friend. They must be taught, like we said. Otherwise, the TV will teach them all the wrong things.
Now go and finish your holiday assignment and bring it tomorrow, all finished. Now get out of here and leave me to drink my tea in peace. Yo, the start of the year always gives me a headache.
Oh, well, hello. You must be the new secretary. You look very, welcome to the staff room where all the magic happens.
I'm sorry, what?
Everyone calls me teacher, Sadiki, but you, my love, can call me Daddy D.
Well, Mr. Sadiki, my name is Miss Pinky Mabuza, the new comprehensive sexuality education teacher.
Oh, really? You look very young for a sex guru and a miss too.
I am not a sex guru. I am a comprehensive sexuality education teacher sent by the Department of Education.
Mr. Johnson, look, here's the Kama Sutra lady who will teach our female students how to please a man. Yeah, they need the lessons, by the way.
What do you mean by that? I am not here to teach students how to please men.
We'll see about that. We will see. My number is on the notice board if you change your mind.
Let's talk about early and unintended pregnancy, EUP. Here are some questions to discuss with your family and friends. Should Lulu consider Uncle Joe's advances? Is the pastor right to be worried about the new subject? Why or why not? What should schools teach teenagers about sex?
Join these and other interesting discussions on Facebook. Visit www.facebook.com/Let's Talk EUP. This drama series was brought to you by the UN Population Fund, UNESCO, Save the Children, and SAFAIDS. Find out more about the Let's Talk Early and Unintended Pregnancy program at www.let'stalkeup.com.